Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Optimal Aging, the show for fitness professionals trying to reach more people over 50. I'm your host, Jay Croft. This is a special episode for me, and I'm really excited about it because this is the first episode of the second season of Optimal Aging. It's been a busy summer, and I have a ton of great new shows planned for you that I want to preview for you today. But first, I want to put a plug in for, well, for unplugging, at least in some pursuits for a little while. You know, we put our foot on the gas pedal so hard all the time that it's helpful sometimes to let up a little bit and pause and study and reassess and do a little fresh research. And that's sort of what I've been doing. See, I took the summer off from podcasting because I needed to invest time and energy into aspects of doing the show that don't involve just strictly interviewing people and producing new episodes. I needed to recharge my batteries and get a refreshed perspective. So I went to some conferences. I started working out with a new trainer who's killing me as much as he can. And I've been reading books on marketing and listening to fitness podcasts and trying to improve my craft as a writer and as a content creator so that I hope I can bring better material here for you on Optimal Aging and in my business, Prime Fit Content. Moreover, my family has claimed more of my attention lately, particularly my remarkable 87-year-old mother. Now, I've been spending a lot more time with her lately and with my siblings and their children and their grandchildren, and it's all really wonderful because we get along great, and my mother has a lovely home where we enjoy gathering. But this has underscored a facet of aging that I usually don't see a lot of, and that has to do with the challenges that can accompany it. The experience has given me invaluable insights into some of the realities that I might not always see because, you know, I spend most of my time talking with other advocates of active aging who are promoting this vibrant narrative that I like to tell. And it's an enriching perspective, but it can also lead to a certain bias. It's easy to say things like use it or lose it, but it's really another thing to see it playing out among your loved ones. The truth is, as we all know, not everybody embraces wellness and vitality after a certain age. In fact, the vast majority of people don't at all, at any age. And it's a painful reminder, but a good one for us to keep this top of mind as we proceed on our collective mission to draw more individuals into fitness and healthy living, regardless of their age. This doesn't mean waiting until they reach, you know, a certain number where you can comfortably consider them quote-unquote old. It means spreading the word to everyone at every age so they don't put it off or they don't think that they're too old. You know, the longer people put it off, the more entrenched they get in just sitting still and giving up. And as we know from those basic rules of physics, when you're just sitting there, you want to just keep sitting there. So all of this is to say that while I haven't produced a new episode of Optimal Aging in a couple of months, I have been working hard to bring great new content to you here on the show and at Prime Fit Content. Season 2 of Optimal Aging will start next week, just after Labor Day. And here are 3 of the topics I'll be covering, in addition to all the things related to content and communications for fitness pros trying to reach this over 50 audience. The first topic is artificial intelligence, which has seized our attention this year, primarily with the launch of ChatGPT. I know a lot of you have questions about AI and what it might mean for your businesses, from workout programming to employee management. Now, in my own writing work, I have found it to be a really helpful tool. And I'm excited to bring on some experts to talk about how you can harness AI and learn to use it for your own benefit. We're just at the beginning of this. Who knows what it's going to look like in a little while. And we can joke and cower about robots taking over our jobs, or we can get with the program. And I want to help you do that. Second, the over 50 market is changing before our eyes, and your business needs to reflect that. Your communications need to reflect that. When I launched Prime Fit Content just a few years ago, most of the gym owners I was working with thought that over 50 meant baby boomers. And there might have been some truth to that back then, along with some nursing home residents maybe, right? That was the image, was over 50 meant baby boomers to most people. And I always said, no, it doesn't. It's more complex than that. And we're seeing that more and more every day because Gen Xers are turning 50, have been for a few years now. They're joining this cohort that remains vastly underserved by the fitness industry. And Gen Xers have their own needs and concerns, in addition to those of baby boomers and older people you're already serving. And we all need to adjust our thinking about aging to include them. The third topic is side hustles, or the gig economy, or part-time retirement. There's a lot of phrases for this topic falling under different names, but we see it everywhere because traditional retirement is fading. People aren't just quitting at, say, 65 and then looking for new ways to spend their time or sitting there and waiting to die. More and more people are working longer full-time or part-time. Some are creating their own businesses, working side gigs just to stay engaged or be creative or bring in extra money or even forge a new identity in this chapter of their lives. And these are all really rich topics for us to explore and to explore how they all play out under the umbrella of marketing fitness to people over 50. If you thought that this was a simple one-size-fits-all approach for the old folks, well, you were wrong before and you're really wrong now. But I know that most of you listening know that it's not that simple because you're already doing a great job serving this market, or you're trying to align your business to take advantage of these great business opportunities. And that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about growing your business with an underserved market full of people who have a lot of time and money and powerful motivation to spend on fitness. It's not about being nice to old people. It's about growing your business. And that's where Prime Fit Content comes in. This is my subscription service where I send you a ton of original white label premium contents done for you. You use it in your social media, in your blogs, your email newsletters, wherever you want. It's all focused on this over 50 market. And no one else in fitness is doing this. It's a great way to distinguish yourself from your competitors and to give yourself an edge in your community. You know that content is important for getting new prospects, for converting them into customers, and for retaining your current members. But you probably don't have the time or the inclination to produce enough good stuff all the time to get the job done. So let me do it for you. Prime Fit Content saves you time, money, and headaches. And I created it so that it would be super affordable. So check it out now at primefitcontent.com. And come back here next week for the launch of Season 2 of Optimal Aging. It's going to be a good one, and I can't wait. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope you'll subscribe, tell a friend, and write a review. All of that helps us grow our audience. I also hope you'll check out the powerful fitness business training and certifications offered by my friends at the Functional Aging Institute. FAI is the leading authority on how to build a business that's focused on helping people over 50 live their best lives through fitness. Their educational services, networking opportunities, and coaching are invaluable, and the pricing is unbeatable. Just use this special code so they know you're coming to them through me. You can find it on the show notes page and follow the link to learn more. Also, FAI president and co-founder Dan Ritchie was our very first guest on Optimal Aging, so reach back to episode 1 for more about the Functional Aging Institute. I'm now thankful for FAI's support as another affiliate sponsor of this show, so you'll be supporting me as well as yourself and this great organization. While we're talking about sponsors of the show, I want to welcome Life Priority Supplements as an affiliate sponsor and thank them for their support. Life Priority is owned by former World Series champion Greg Pryor and his wife Michelle. And any gym or studio that wants to expand its offerings to people over 50 should check out its products. I will leave the link in the show notes. And yes, if you use it to make purchases, the show gets financial support. But here's the deal. I would not do this with just any supplement company. I've been using Life Priority products for a couple of years now. Since I had Greg on the show in episode 19 in February 20, I like their no-nonsense approach, and I am happy to tell you I love their products. Life Priority supports joint health and immunity, improves energy and sleep, and lots more of interest to people over 50. Your clients will appreciate you offering this product line for them. Investing in your health since 1994, Life Priority recognizes the importance of sourcing scientifically formulated, high-quality supplements for their customers. So follow the link in my show notes and get started with Life Priority now.